Welcome back to this second MVA video on Windows Phone 8.1 Enterprise Mobility Management. In the first video, we had a look at MDM, Mobile Device Management, and we took a look at setting things up. In this section, we're going to have a look a little bit more at deploying policy, setting those policies and making them land on a device. Joining me to do that is going to be Mike Danowski. Mike, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. If you guys have watched the first section of this, you will have met my cohort, Dave Alessi. I'm going to be going in a little deeper into some demo stuff, show you guys how everything's working on the back end and the SCCM server. Just as David, I'm the support topic owner for Windows Phone out in Las Colinas, Texas. We support our major enterprise customers when they call in with their problems and issues relating to Windows Phone.
So in this section, we're going to take a look at policy settings configuration. We're going to have a look at some asset and user management. And we're also going to take a device and just do something that's probably going to be pretty common to most environments, unenrollment. What do you do when somebody, for one reason or another, leaves the company, loses a device? How do you do something with that device to retire it from the environment? So without further ado, policy and settings configuration.
Excellent. We're going to jump right into a demo. You guys will be familiar with our emulator here over on the right side of the screen, and I've brought up our SCCM console on the left. When you first get into SCCM, we're not going to cover any configuration on getting the environment up and running. We are going to go through, once it is an existing environment, and how to set some policies. So first things first, we're going to go down into compliance settings here under assets and compliance down in the bottom left. And we're going to find our configuration items. I've made a folder for us today here for our MVA demo. I'm going to start off and create a configuration item in the top left. So we can name this whatever we like. Really in this, we're going to walk through just setting some basic policies and go through the UI on what that's going to look like and talk about what we can do on the Windows Phone. So we're just going to name this something basic. We're going to call this MVA MDM Demo. And the next step here is we must ensure that we're clicking that it is for a mobile device. Our other options here are Windows or Mac OS X. Those are the devices that we've enabled for deployment, and I can show you that UI as well in a bit. So our description, we can just say this is a test. You can set your categories for searching and filtering. If you're familiar with SCCM, this should not be new. So we're going to look here at the settings that we're going to configure. I, for one, would love to have passwords on my devices. And for awareness, we'll just take a look at all of them.
And that's just going to suck all those policy settings into the wizard, isn't it, for us?
Yes, yeah. Yes. One quick note, this bottom bit here, configure additional settings are not in the default setting groups. We'll get into that later. What that really specifies is when we're looking with custom settings, custom URIs. May not make sense now, but we'll definitely go over that in a bit. So we're going to go ahead and we'll go ahead and click that. So this is what the UI is going to look like. Very straightforward. And for our users, we are definitely going to want to put a password. Simon, how many characters would you like?
I'm always a big fan of 16 character pins on devices. No. I think four is probably a good place to let's stick with four.
Okay. Anything else here you'd like to configure? I guess we'll do.
Yeah, let's set an auto lock policy because that's kind of sensible. Let's go with a pin.
Pin, since we are working with mobile devices, and that just talks about if you're setting up a configuration item that's going to be going down anything other than a mobile device, something with a keyboard, it might make more sense to do strong password. But for here, we're really thinking about our users. Password quality, whole bunch of options here. We're going to leave it with not configured. Another thing to note is that in this part of the UI, it's not going to tell you whether or not you're actually creating a setting that's going to work on Windows Phone 8.1. So that's going to come at the end. And that's something to keep in mind when you're going through this, because a lot of the times when someone goes through here the first time, they say, yes, I want all of these settings. But what you might not know is if you set something like disabling the fingerprint reader, that's...
Well, yeah, a Windows Phone device doesn't have a fingerprint reader.
Exactly.
That's an iOS setting, so you start to see these things. But it means that you can define that kind of master policy across the entire environment. One hit, you don't have to be thinking, oh, does this device support this particular feature? You can just set that one master policy.
Exactly. And that also comes in play when you look at the, when we show the Intune UI later, it's a little, it looks kind of frighteningly stripped down if it's your first time seeing the Intune policy. There's not as many buttons and levers. But that's kind of when we talk about SCCM as being a full unified device management solution.
Yeah.
We're talking about all of the settings for all of the possible devices that your people are going to be bringing into the environment.
Yeah.
So this looks good for password settings. We're not going to send to there. And okay, this is a huge point. And if you take one lesson away from this, let it be this. Always remediate non-compliant settings unless you specifically are doing something that you don't want to remediate. Like if you just want to gather a report on what's currently out there, who set passwords.
It'd be kind of difficult to put a password policy in place but not have it remediate. That'd be kind of pointless, wouldn't it? We want it to actually go and run on the device. We want that device to enforce that password policy.
Exactly. And you can set up different sort of severities for reports when a device doesn't meet these non-compliance settings. We're going to move on. Device, voice dialing, voice assistant. So this is a good example. So voice assistant right now is not applicable to Windows Phone. This is specifically for Siri. So this out of this screen, let's see, what do we want to... I'm going to go ahead and disable copy-paste because I don't want my users grabbing email contents and tossing it into their text messaging windows. Let's see, what else do we want to do? We've got personal wallet software while locked, multiplayer gaming... we're actually going to, I think we're good with where we are on this one. Again, remediate non-compliant settings is always, always key. Pop an IMAP email, we're going to leave that. So you can prohibit that so that the user can't configure that through settings. Let's see here. Calendar sync is fine. Custom email account is a big one. If you do have a corporately owned device that you only want your company email on, you know what, let's go ahead and prohibit that. And that looks pretty good.
I notice you're not actually specifying any kind of email servers to hit at that point. That's a later thing to set, isn't it? That's a different set of settings.
Yes.
This is just saying these things can and can't happen, not versus this is how to set up the device.
Right, so later in our third session, when we talk about mobile information management and content management, we're going to talk about profiles, which are a collection of settings that we're going to push down to these devices or apply to these devices so that when a user enrolls, they don't have to go in and go into emails and accounts and set up all their information. Maybe they don't know where their Exchange server resides. So here's a big one that some companies may use and is very important depending on where you are in the world. Application store. So we're going to go ahead, just to see what this looks like, we're going to prohibit that. These two are not configured, and just so these two are not applicable to the Windows Phone, but we're going to go ahead and disable and prohibit them so I can show you what the UI looks like when we get to one that's not going to fall on the phone. So the rest of these, again, all of this is very, very, very well documented out on TechNet. The MDM white paper for the Windows Phone is actually going to go in really, really in depth on what actually all of these are making. That document specifically, if you're in the business of creating your own MDM server, that's going to be your go-to document. It talks about all the CSPs, very, very in-depth. If we went through it today, I promise we'd put you to sleep. So we're going to go through the UI a little more. If you have some, if you can pause, you can take a look at this if you want to get a closer look at some of what's available. There's also great TechNet documentation out there for what's applicable to what devices. So we've got some basic internet settings, content rating settings, cloud settings. I'm going to go back to cloud settings here. Microsoft account is a big one. Let's see. Metered connections is also very big. I know in Europe, roaming is a big issue with mobile devices. We can, I believe, once we get through here, turn some of that off. Unsigned file installation. So this is basically going to be whether or not you're going to let your, I guess, unsigned applications more so. If you don't want your users to be able to dev unlock the phone and install their own custom line of business apps on the side, very important for many enterprises out there.
Definitely. You want to maintain the trust inside of your device there, and enabling dev unlock can be a little bit like allowing people to root a phone.
Exactly. We're going to turn off camera, and we'll leave on NFC and Bluetooth for now. Remediate non-compliant settings again. Let's see. Roaming. Here we go. So mobile device management while roaming, email download while roaming, all very important. We're going to turn off data roaming. We probably won't come across that scenario in our emulator here, but that's okay. Storage card encryption, file encryption on the mobile device. This is how you turn on BitLocker. Require email signing. So SMIME is a new security feature that we have in Windows Phone 8.1.
Yep.
So that's where this would be configured. We've got some Wi-Fi communications here, but we're going to go through that in another section. Certificates as well. System security. We've got user account control. As you can see, a lot of these, here we go with fingerprint unlocking. That's my favorite.
Again, not going to be particularly useful for Windows Phone at this point.
Exactly. Let's go ahead and we'll disable it so I can show you guys what that's going to look like. So work folders, URL, data protection, additional settings. So this is my favorite bit. There are certain settings that are going to require XML blobs in order to configure them. The MDM white paper goes over a lot of information on how to actually configure your XML so it's going to work so you can get the end user experience that you really, really want. We're going to demo that in our next session as well. But for now, I just want to show you guys some of the UI so that you start to get familiar with it. If you go down here to add, you can see a giant list of all of the features that we were just doing through the UI. And so we can stop. I know I'm probably scrolling fast, but if we want to look at unsigned applications, we can see who it's applied to. So Windows Mobile, another key point. Windows Mobile is not Windows Phone 8.
Yeah.
So you will see here we've got Windows Phone Enterprise Feature Pack. So that's going to be Wi-Fi hotspot reporting. You'll see things in here for Windows 8.1. It truly is a unified device management solution. We've got specifically iOS. These are very important, especially with Office out for iPhone now. But we're going to move on from that. If we create a setting, we can actually specify our own settings. So if I want to do something like an allow and deny list, which again, we will be demoing in the next module, actually two modules ahead in the mobile application management. We're not specifying a registry value. You'll see here that you have the option to specify an OMA URI. And so what that basically is it's going to be a string. And that is when the policy comes down from the server to the device, that's where it's going to target to make the actual registry change. So this is going to look like, I believe I have one down here. Whoop. So here's the OMA URI. And again, if you're asking yourself, where do I find these OMA URIs? The white paper is going to be your friend. And we will provide a link to that in the notes for this. But you just simply go ahead and paste that in there. Select OK. Check for typos, because any typo in here, if you misspell application,
it's just not going to work.
Yes.
Yep.
So now it is added to this great big list. It's nice and easy to find it right here at the top, but a quick way I like to use is just do supported platforms, because the console doesn't necessarily know if it's supported or not. There's a couple ways to get back to this, but we're going to go ahead and select it again. And now you're going to see we get our compliance conditions. So really what we're doing is we're making a logic statement that we're going to talk to the phone and we're going to say, all right, configuration service provider, we need you to make sure that this set in the registry is going to equal what I want to enter right here. And if it doesn't, we're going to remediate if you have the box clicked. And so here's where it can get confusing. You need to know exactly what the value is going to be. Now, if this was just something like a URI for device lock or a password, you could just put a 1 or a 0 here. But when we really, what we really want to focus on is things that require XML blobs. So there's a trick to this. And again, we'll actually go through an application. I'm going to cancel this out just so we don't get too complicated in this session. For more of this, again, it's going to be in the mobile application management section. But my blob has to be configured to one line. And you'll see it is a very long line. It can be quite long, actually, depending on how much you're actually specifying. But this is the trick, and if it's not exactly intuitive, but right here you have your logic statement. So the allow deny list, which is just the name, equals the following values. You're going to paste that entire XML line in this area. So it might look like it's not going to fit, but that's where it goes. So we'll go over that in detail. We'll talk about customizing some of those XMLs and actually going out and deploying those to your users in our application management section. So here we go. We've got that all set. We're actually not adding it in here. We haven't set it up correctly. We're going to go over, and now here's where we're going to select our supported platforms so that we can get a nice report on what actually is going to work and what we can expect to fail. So we're deploying to Windows Phone 8 Enterprise Feature Pack. And actually, for fun, let's just do that as well. We're going to click all Windows Phone 8 devices. We're going to hit next, and we're going to see our summary. So this is telling us all of the different configuration item settings that we've set that aren't going to fall down on the Windows Phone 8.1 mm-hmm. Enterprise Feature Pack.
Yeah. So we can see that we can't use our in-app purchases policy that we've just set. We can see that we can't use the configuration for our fingerprint as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And then on the top here, you can even see it's telling us that these four were denied or won't be applicable to the Windows Phone 8. So these four features are all new features that we've added in Windows Phone 8.1.
Cool.
Great. So next, you get a nice little summary here of everything that you're pushing out. It's going to say it's working for a bit. I promise you it is.
And that's it. As soon as this is done, this is deployed out to all of the devices that are inside of our environment.
No.
No, not quite. There's another step, right? I knew that was going to come.
So here's our nice new configuration item here, MVA MDM demo. We can see down here that it's just been created and it's just been modified. So if David decides to go in and start messing with settings, I'll know exactly who it was and when it was, which is very handy. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and go to our next part. So now that we have our configuration item, we have to specify a configuration baseline. But before that even, I have to think to myself, what users are we actually going to set this to? Yeah. So up here at the top, you can see all of your users, your devices, your user collections, and your device collections. So we're going to set our settings to a user collection. You can see a handful of user collections we have in our environment here, but I want to actually go to users. I'm going to find the user that David enrolled in our previous session, which is Mike Dano. That's me. And I'm going to add the selected item to a new user collection. There's multiple ways you can do this.
Yeah, this is just using user collections inside of ConfigMan. So
right.
You could go in here and you could be really granular about this. We could set up a collection which goes off and looks for a very particular attribute inside of Active Directory and then puts all of those users into that group. So you could, for example, go along, look at Active Directory, say, hey, everybody in marketing, they have to have 4-character passwords, but everybody in sales has to have a 10-character password.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you can set it up also so that you add a new person and you don't have to go in and specifically add them to the collection. You can
they
set up rules.
Automatically.
Auto-populates,
yeah.
Which is fantastic. So back here into the UI, I'm going to leave the comment section empty. It's a pretty small environment we have running here in our test server. I'm going to set a limiting collection of all users. Again, this is all built to be shaped to what you need for your enterprise or small business or however you're planning on using this.
And presumably as well, you want to be making sure that that the user collections that you're applying these baselines to are actually also enabled for enrollment into
yes.
the environment as well.
Yes.
Because you're going to want to make sure that that you can actually apply these baselines to users who are able to enroll their devices.
Right. And good point. Now that I've made that user collection, before we do the configuration, well, we'll do the configuration baseline and deploy this, and then while we're waiting for it to sort of sync to the cloud, push out to Intune, and then wait for the device to come pull it, we'll look into some of that UI.
Yeah. Cool.
Great. So we're going to go ahead and create a new configuration baseline. You can see my whole list there of all the configuration baselines I've been toying around with previously. I found it in the past. It's very confusing if you give everything the same name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call this one MDM demo configuration baseline, because you'll later be clicking through properties, and you'll see, okay, what's the difference between MVA MDM demo, MVA MDM demo, and MVA MDM demo. One's a user collection, one's a deployment, and one's a configuration baseline,
yeah,
and one's a setting sitting inside your configuration item. So use unique names for this. This isn't a long-term test. So I'm just kind of putting in there what looks good. And configuration data. So you can decide what to add here. We just made a configuration item, so we're going to add a configuration item. This is very cool because you can have different configuration items based on your different user scenarios, and you can create a configuration baseline that combines a few of those.
So you could decide that your marketing guys, they need a 4-character password. Mm-hmm. Your sales guys need a 10-character password. But both groups are going to have fingerprint recognition disabled on their device.
Right.
So you'd create one configuration item that disabled the fingerprint recognition, two separate configuration items for each password, but then you'd have two different baselines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can also stack baselines, so you can add a baseline to a baseline.
Yeah. Gives you maximum flexibility inside of the environment.
Yeah. So definitely plan. If you're putting this out into an environment, you're going to definitely want to plan before you just go ahead and start naming things, because then you'll look back and say, well, I should have named it this, and my convention should be this. So plan before you start actually deploying this. For test, it's okay. So we're going to create this configuration baseline. Great, we're done, right?
Yeah, that's it.
What's this green button?
Yeah, the big green deploy button. Yeah, anybody that's used to ConfigMan knows that you have to go and then deploy that item, that configuration baseline, out to the collection that we created earlier.
But part of the reason here, and a lot of this is stuff that it might not be necessarily intuitive if, you know, you're working at your company and someone says, hey, go ahead and you're going to head up our MDM department, and you were previously the devices and deployment guy who, you know, was focusing on imaging and things like that. So there's a couple caveats here. Again, I'm going to go ahead and reiterate to remediate non-compliant settings.
Yep.
Always good to do. And so what this is going to do is we're taking our configuration baseline. We want to specify who it's going to come down to. And we are going to put that on MVM MDM demo, which has one user. That user is going to be Mike Dano, which is me. We're good here on our schedule. Everything looks great. We can have it generate an alert if people aren't complying to it. That would be more if you're running something like a report.
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and submit that. And now we're good. So in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and show some of this. I said I wouldn't show some setup stuff, but we're going to show a little bit of setup stuff. Our cloud services. So we have the Intune connector role installed here on our SCCM server. If we go into properties here, we can see, if we go to Windows Phone 8, that we have our portal app. And if we go to general, we can see who is going to be able to enroll. So if you have, you know, 100,000 employees and you only want 6,000 of them to be able to enroll in MDM, the rest of them can just use EAS, email, things like that. You can only specify the group that you want. So another that comes into hand with licensing, if you only want so many people, you don't want your licensing to grow out of control,
because
you're paying per head for this, you can specify just a group of people. We've specified all users and user groups because we're trying to not run into the situation where...
Yeah, where somebody comes along and they can't enroll their device. Yeah,
exactly.
You want them to be in a place where you can do it. And it's by far the easiest thing to do from a demo or a proof of concept point of view.
Exactly. So we've just named our company. We have our orange color scheme, which you may have seen in our previous demo. So that's great.
I guess the only other thing that's worth pointing out there is the extensions for Windows Intune as well.
Yes. So when new extensions become available, they will show up in this extensions for Windows Intune window. As you can see, we have email profile extensions, which came out in March, around the same time as the iOS settings. And then we have, which is not live yet when we're talking now, but
this should be by the time we push the push the course out there. So hopefully that's going to be out there. The name may change a little bit from what you can see on screen right now.
Yeah. So if you see a little bit of wording difference from what you see in our demo, then it's changed in that time. But see, we've got these enabled. Once you enable them, you will have to restart your config manager. And if other people are logged in, you're going to have to kick them out, restart it.
The cool thing, though, is that when you actually enable those extensions, we're actually enabling them for the entire site. So you only have to do this once. Only one admin has to go and do the enable. Then all of the other admins will actually, once they restart their consoles, they'll get the ability to use all of those extensions. So kind of nice from a deployment point of view. It also means that because we're using extensions, should one of the many device manufacturers out there release a new device, we don't have to go and release a new version of Windows Intune or a new version of System Center Config Man in order to be able to pick up those settings. You just get access to them through an extension.
Exactly. And so we're all set. We're deployed here on our policy. Yep. What I'm going to show you now is we're going to go into Workplace. And so it takes a little bit of time. The infrastructure takes a little bit of time for everything to sync out. So what we're basically doing now is SCCM is pushing this information out to Intune, where it's going to be matched up with your domain. And eventually, when your phone goes async, when that's all available and all synced up, your phone's going to be able to pull that information directly from Intune. David touched on that a bit in our previous section. But really, when you're talking from a management concept between managing from SCCM and Intune, I actually have our Intune window up here. So this is what the Intune environment looks like.
But this is a different tenant, isn't it? This is not the same Windows Intune tenant.
This is the same
tenant. Oh, it is? Okay.
Once you set... So we kind of briefly covered on mobile device authorities.
Yeah.
You will see here, if we go to administration, our... Oh, session is timed out. We'll go ahead and get back in here. Mike D. That's me. Oh, we'll sign in. It'll be working, re-authenticating. In the meantime, let's go ahead and check to see if we're getting anywhere on our syncing here on WPFW. While it's thinking, oh, and we are back. Great. So if we go into administration, we can see mobile device management down here on the bottom left. So when you're making your decision, when you're running your POC or setting up for the first time, you're probably going to start with an Intune trial account. So what you're going to do with that is you kind of have two options when you're naming that, and this is kind of a caveat that we've seen in the field, is if it's something you want to use later and you're going to reserve it, so you're going to make it your company name, you don't want to go ahead and set it as Intune as your mobile device management authority if you plan on later using SCCM. And vice versa, you don't want to set it in SCCM so you can kind of toy around with that if you're planning on using Intune when you run in production. Your other option is when you use a trial, just pick a name that you wouldn't mind if it gets lost, run what you need to run, and then just discard all of it, start fresh with your actual production name.
Yeah.
Takes a while for that stuff to reset after.
Yeah. And it can also take the occasional phone call into support to get stuff reset as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so you can see here our mobile device management authority is set to configuration manager. And we're going to go back. I'm going to show you guys the policy here. And so making a policy here, since it's not the whole unified device management, it's a little more streamlined, a little more guided. So we're going to make a mobile device security policy. I'm going to create it. I believe I skipped the naming part. You should probably name it. We're going to set this to all users. And so everything we're doing here, I'm just clicking through the UI. If we can't actually set any of this, since we have set the mobile device management authority as SCCM.
Yeah, none of this is actually going to make any difference, is it?
And so we can go in here and we can edit this policy. And so it's a little, like we said, it's I wouldn't say bare bones, but it's not as feature rich. And it's going to tell you directly where this is going to be applicable. Mm-hmm. A lot of the settings are carried over. They're going to be in both places. You can not configure it, or you can configure it and you can specify yes or no. Very cool if, you know, you have just a few users, you want to test out MDM, you can go for it. Get right in.
Or if you don't have any ConfigMan infrastructure in place already, it might be a good way to go in order to be able to do that. You can just put everything into the cloud and not have to worry about any on-prem server deployment or any of that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and sync this guy and see if we are pulling down our policies. in the meantime, let's talk a little bit about, let's go a little bit further into that discussion with on-prem versus cloud.
Yeah.
So you have options on where your users live. Not where their houses or anything like that, of course. We're talking about the data and their user profile. If you just go straight into Intune trial, you don't set up any DIR sync, any ADFS, you're going to be using Azure AD.
Yeah.
One of our new features or one of our new products out there is Enterprise Mobility Suite.
Yep. EMS. Yep.
Yep. And that actually pairs very nice together for a pretty good MDM scenario.
Yeah, so EMS actually can take the take that Active Directory inside of Azure and expand on it. We can turn on things like rights management services. So we can then go, say, into an Office 365 tenant, turn on rights management, and you'll be able to rights management encrypt emails, control access to them. And then that encryption stays with, say, the Word document when it gets placed onto other file storage systems. Also, inside of EMS is licensing for Windows Intune. But we also have the ability to extend the use of Active Directory inside of Azure to third-party applications. So you could, for example, go and connect out to a third-party cloud storage environment. And in fact, actually, to do the sign-on to that third-party environment, they would just use their Active Directory credentials from their on-prem Active Directory, because we'd either see password synchronization happening up to our Azure Active Directory, or we'd see ADFS, in fact, kicking in and allowing people to directly authenticate back with their on-prem Active Directory.
Exactly.
Our policy applied at this point?
Doesn't look like it's quite there yet.
Still waiting to go through.
So there is quite a bit going on in the background. So we'll just manually sync a few more times and see if it gets there. Let's head back to the slide deck real quick and make sure that we're kind of covering everything. Asset and user management. So with asset and user management, we kind of touched on that. We're talking about adding and removing users. If you set it up with DIR sync, it's very, very easy. You go into your AD console and
add a user.
Add a user, and they're going to populate across. It might take a little while. Give it some time.
Yeah, there's a few things you need to have populate there. So we've got to obviously have, if we're using this in the unified environment, not only has DIR sync got to sync the Active Directory user up into Azure Active Directory, but also the collection inside of ConfigMan has to update from Azure from your on-prem Active Directory as well and realize that that user is now a member of whatever collections exist within ConfigMan. So one of the things that you can end up with there is that your DIR sync runs by default every 3 hours. Some people have their collections in their ConfigMan sites updating every 24 hours. So it can take that 24 hours before somebody is actually able to enroll, even though they've appeared inside of Azure Active Directory, purely because ConfigMan hasn't finished its update yet. So you have to be a little bit aware of those kind of things kicking in and taking some time.
Exactly, exactly. I guess jumping back in here, we can see our devices. We can go in here, and I want to just show you real quick. So here's the device that we're on now here on the right. We can retire and wipe. When you retire and wipe, you get two options. You have wipe the company content and retire the mobile device from Config Manager, or wipe the mobile device and retire it from Config Manager and permanently remove all data.
I kind of consider the second one to be the nuclear option.
Yes, yes.
That, so that's this is the way I think about it.
I left my phone in a taxi cab, and yes.
And my company information's on there, but you know what? It's not just my company information. It's actually got my bank account password on it.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. IT guy. Can you help me fix this situation? And you know what? IT gets to come to the rescue and actually be able to do the device wipe there. Probably the better option for most people, though, is going to be the first one of these two.
Exactly, because there are the two scenarios where this is the company-issued phone. You start your first day of work, you're handed your phone, and it's set up. And when you bring it home, you're not going to be playing Angry Birds or Flappy Birds on it. You're using it for work. It's going to be pretty locked down. So that device, you might want to do a full wipe. But if you have something like it's your personal phone that you use, you say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sign into this. You know, I heard the guy at the end of the aisle talking about this great app that we offer in our MDM environment, and I really want to use it. It's going to really empower me when I'm out in the field doing my work.
Yep.
And so you can go ahead and enroll. And at that point, you say, you know what, this app isn't that good, and I can't use my camera now. I'm going to go ahead and unenroll.
Yeah.
You can unenroll just like that. It's essentially a selective wipe that's going to remove any company data. So anything that's got put on there through your MDM solution is going to come right off.
Yeah, I think there's an interesting thing here, which is to you've got to balance the corporate governance requirements against the functionality that people get.
Exactly.
And I think one of the most compelling ways of doing that is actually by providing them more functionality by enabling them to do enterprise enrollment. So one item of that extra functionality could be that they get access to company apps, which help them to do things far more easily. A really great example inside of Microsoft, if we enroll into the company portal or into the company apps, we actually get given an application which allows us to do our expenses more easily. We can just take a photograph of a receipt, and then we can just submit that to the expenses system. That makes my life easier, so I want to be enrolled for that purpose. Also, I don't have to know what particular Exchange server I'm on, because that just gets set up for me. That's the kind of value add where we need to start thinking as IT pros around how do we actually empower that value add through a scenario like mobile device management or enterprise mobility management. Is there a way that we can do that? So that's where we kind of come in with the balance on that.
Exactly. Although, of course, you don't have to worry about that if the settings don't sync to the phone.
Yeah.
Which it looks like we're running into a bit of an issue over here on the right in our emulator, that it's successfully attempting to connect the server. It'll actually show up with a second item with a timestamp on the last failed connection.
Ah, okay.
If it fails.
Yes, if it fails.
Another thing about that is when you enroll, the errors there are pretty straightforward on exactly what's happening. So you can kind of troubleshoot that yourself or contact your IT folk, and they'll walk you through what to do next. On the left, you guys may have seen me clicking around a bit. I am actually going in to try and see why we are not deploying this. We're going to see what is going on here. So we're going to run a summarization, and we're going to see if we're getting an error or non-compliance, or if it's just, in fact, taking a while.
It could well be that we are just seeing this take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
To run through and just do the update. So
definitely.
I presume it's this device that we actually want to also do the unenrollment on.
Well, you know what? I came prepared, luckily. I've got this device. Handy tip also, real quick, if any of you guys are using the emulator through Visual Studio and then have the Windows Phone SDK, F12 is unlock and lock. Sometimes you might think that your VM is busted and broken and you have to turn it off and on again, but it's probably just locked. So here you go. Here's your corporate device, Simon. Isn't it great? All these features you can use.
Yeah. I'd kind of like to be able to get into my games at that point.
You can't right now.
Nah. We'll have a look at that maybe in a later module. Is that the plan with that?
We'll go into that. And you've got... You can't go to the store right now either. But you know what? That's something that you've agreed for your phone.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't necessarily want to do that. You can also see in your list of apps what's disabled. This is handy through... So the games we're actually disabling through an app deny.
Mm-hmm.
We're specifying the actual identification for that from the MDM white paper. So the GUID for that. Internet Explorer is through the UI... In the configuration item we just set up, you see we still have a company portal, and we've got a couple line of business apps here. We've got ClickMe and Shapes, which if we look back on the front, you can see they're here, and they work.
Woohoo. That is such a great app. This
one's good, too. I like ClickMe. Look at
that. That's neat. Yeah.
And it's version 1. So there
version
we go.
Version 2 is going to be awesome.
But... You know, they're not as good as all of the games that you have installed, which are still there. They're just disabled.
Yeah.
Also, all of your apps, if the store is disabled, they won't update. But as soon as you get the store re-enabled, you'll be ready to update again. And so it fully shuts off store functionality once you turn that off. But you know what? Let's go ahead and head back to the workplace. We can get into settings. There we are. Let's get into settings. You know, or maybe you're going on vacation, you want your phone back. Let's go ahead and unenroll. So you saw there, I went through settings, workplace, I clicked on our join device. And here we got a little prompt that says, if you delete this account, any office files you've saved or uploaded will be deleted. Basically informing you exactly of what the selective wipe is going to be removing. We're going to go ahead and delete it. And what you'll see here is a nice little prompt that says, you know what, we're not going to delete your password. But it's no longer required. So if you want to change it, you can change it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of nice that it doesn't actually remove the password by default. Because it's kind of good to encourage people to start to put a pin lock on their devices.
Exactly. And so we notice a difference here. Now that we've unenrolled, we can use IE again, we can use a store, and we can use games, which
wow,
is fantastic. So let's jump back to our slides real quick.
Okay, so we just saw the unenrollment in action.
Yep, and we talked a little bit about some of the features that we can turn on and turn off through policy. Some of these, actually some new features in Windows 8.1 I just want to touch on quickly. Mm-hmm. Allowing and denying user factory reset. So when you actually go into settings and down to about and hit reset, it will give you a nice little message that says, I'm sorry, although you'd love to do this, you can't through the UI. This is intended only for corporately owned devices. Yeah. This is not something you're going to want to do with your accounting guy who just came in and decided to try and get his email, and now he can't unenroll. Along with that is, he can't factory reset and also can't unenroll. So that's another great new feature that we have that's specifically for someone who wants to issue a bunch of company devices. You can query hardware information, see what kind of devices people are bringing in. You can do software information. So say that you hear that there's some sort of vulnerability in one of your line of business apps that you've signed and sideloaded. Mm-hmm. People are using it incorrectly. You can go through and run a report and see where all of those apps are, who has them, and pull them out. Or you can remote wipe those devices. Whatever you need to do, we're giving you the tools to go ahead and do what you need fit for your IT environment. So we've done unenrollment, and I believe that is all we have for this section. Again, cool. We've got two more sections.
Yep. So we went through the module. We had a look at creating configuration items, turn them into configuration baselines, and then actually going and deploying them to a device by doing deployment. Sadly, didn't run all the way through. I'll have to have a quick look and see if we can work out why.
We can check back with him.
Yeah, maybe we should check back in on the status of that one for a second.
See if he's here. We'll sync him while we're kind of...
What else did we look at? We also looked at unenrollment, removing a device from the environment, taking it away, seeing the effect of losing access to the company portal, but also actually regaining access to the things on the device which were locked out by the configuration baselines that we put in place inside of the environment. If you want to see any more about this particular course, go ahead and look at the next video. In the next couple of videos, we're going to have a look specifically at mobile application management. So we're going to take some applications, deploy them. We're going to also create the policies that you just saw in place there on that device where we couldn't get access to the games, couldn't get access to specific applications. So take a look at those next few videos, and also take a look at the resources. Thanks very much for joining us for the video.
Great. Thank you, everyone.